quickly want to look into some scriptures. The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 8. Isaiah 44. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8, and I read. Fear ye not, are we there? I should wait for you. Are we there?
Yes.
God bless you all. I said, God bless you all.
Yeah.
Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it, ye are even my witnesses? Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Praise the Lord. Let's keep this one in our spirit as we consider another one. Isaiah chapter 43, the same 43 verse 11. Isaiah 43 verse 11 says, I, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Praise the Lord. Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 2. Second Chronicles chapter 2 verse 2. Praise the Lord. How then? Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 2. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Solomon out 70,000 men to bear burdens and 70,000 to heal the mountain and 3,600 to oversee them. Praise the Lord. Let's keep all these scriptures in our spirit for now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Beloved, the Lord our God, the eternal rock of ages, the ancient of days, the almighty God, is incomparable in all ramifications. Praise the Lord. Looking into the old world, beloved, there are many gods, and there are also many lords in the whole world. Unfortunately, all other gods and lords are deceptive. Praise the Lord. They are false. And they are fake. According to the Isaiah which we read, said there is no God beside me. Amen. Amen. In the world today, many people run to other gods. And that is why the Lord was telling us, has decided to bring us this topic today. The Ancient of Days is the incomparable God. Amen.
Amen.
Our God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who owns the heavens and earth, and the fullness thereof, according to Psalm number 24, is awesome. Do you believe that? He's awesome in power. He's awesome in might. He's awesome in glory. He's awesome in honor and excellence. And is the only true Lord and God of the whole universe. Praise the Lord. In fact, to me, saying God is great is an understatement. Because I mean, there is no exact adjective to qualify him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Considering who he is, considering his works, considering his uniqueness and his magnificent personality, you know that even to say God is great is an understatement.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. By the time you look up into the heavens, look at the sky. It gets to a point to see it as if it's the place, it's the ending. When you get there, it's just the starting. Praise the Lord. Our God is awesome indeed. Let's close our eyes and pray this prayer. Say, My Father.
My Father.
My Father.
Let me experience
your greatness all over my life. In the name of Jesus. Let me experience your greatness.
Let me experience your greatness.
Let me experience your greatness. Let me experience your greatness. Let me experience your greatness. Experience your greatness in every area of my life. I hope you are saying it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our God is greater and is above all. Amen. He's greater and is above all. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22, he says, there is none holy as the Lord. 1 Samuel 2, 22 said, there is none holy as the Lord. For his what? His what? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Samuel 2, 2. Let's look at that one too. 1 Samuel chapter 2, 5. Said, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Even the psalmist, thank God for the life of the psalmist. This is the man after the mind of God, after the heart of God. In Psalm 104, verse 1, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed in honor and majesty. He went on to verse 2. He said, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams in his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? And verse 4, he says, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flaming fire? Verse 5 said, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a song in Yoruba language concerning this very verse. It said that it laid the foundation of the earth that should not be removed forever. Pardon me. Let me sing this song so that you bless. Say, Talo Dabire. Olorun agbaye ta lo dabi re Olorun otito oba to fi di aye sole sori omi ti ko le yi oba to fi di aye sole ta lo dabi re. Who is like unto thee, the Lord that founded the heavens and the earth upon the seas and the waters, that established the earth upon the water that cannot be moved? Shout hallelujah. Ever since the Lord has created the heaven and earth, you see the oceans is running, it gets to the boundary, it goes back. It will never exceed that place. It's a decree. You look at the oceans, it'll be running and running as heap, as mountains, running, you high sea. When it gets to the boundary, the thing stops and goes back. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is our God. Amen. So, beloved, we are talking about a mighty God. The God that laid the foundation of the earth that should not be removed is incomparable. Amen. So, in fact, the Lord God Almighty is incomparable in all respects. He's incomparable in all respects. And our God is incomparable in power. Praise the Lord. Power is which you see everybody going up and down to get. And they can go to any lengths to go to dark powers. More than any other time before. You see people going into darkness now, all because of power to intimidate and to control. Praise the Lord. Amen. But our God has an awesome power. He's incomparable in power, he's incomparable in holiness. God is incomparable in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that is why when we're talking about the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God is unsearchable. Wisdom is ability to devise perfect end and to achieve this end by perfect means. And who is that person that can do it? It's only God. Praise the Lord. Wisdom, I say, is the ability to devise perfect ends and to achieve this end by perfect means. And God is the perfect God. That is why it's not possible for God to make mistake. All his works are what? Are perfect. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes and pray this prayer. Say,
my Father,
perfect that which concerneth me. Today, in the name of Jesus, perfect that which concerneth me, Lord. Perfect all that concerneth my life, because you are a perfect God. There is no imperfection in God. Anything that is imperfect in my life, Father, perfects it today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God is embodiment of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And that's why in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, Paul Apostle pray one prayer point. Praise the Lord. He made a declaration. He said, oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. Praise the Lord. That is why it is difficult for man to understand God's decisions at times, and most especially his ways, because his way is holiness. Before this time, Apostle Paul prayed in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And what was his prayer? He said that I may know him. Praise the Lord. So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being made conformable unto his death. It was after that prayer, you now see Apostle Paul in Romans declaring the greatness, the riches of the greatness of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Look at the life of Solomon. Solomon asked God for wisdom, and God was so happy with him. He said, look, he said, because you ask for wisdom to go in and out of these people, he said, I am going to give you wisdom, and I'm going to give you other things as well. You are going to pray for wisdom. You need wisdom in this world we are. It is the wisdom of God that we need. We have all kinds of wisdom, the satanic wisdom. If you don't have the wisdom of God, amen, they will use their evil wisdom to wreck our destiny, which is not going to be your portion.
Amen.
Say, wisdom of God,
wisdom of God,
I invite you into my life.
Oh God, my Father,
give me the riches of your wisdom, Father, give unto me in the name of Jesus. Ask for the wisdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's look again at another fact about this incomparable God. God is incomparable in holiness. In holiness. If God is absolutely holy, this attribute of our God set him apart from all created beings, because he himself is the creator of all things, visible and invisible, be it thrones, be it power, be it dominion and authority. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that's why, beloved, his holiness refers to his majesty and his perfect moral purity. God is pure, and he expected us as well to live a holy life. Praise the Lord. That's why, beloved, God is far above sin. Praise the Lord. And there is no evil thought in God. There is no evil thought in him at all. That's in Jeremiah 29:11. He said, my thoughts towards you is of what? Is of good, not of evil. And to give us what? To give us an expected end. The expected end is that we will return back unto him, where we will live with him eternally, where all the struggles of this world, all will have gone, and we'll be able to enjoy him, and even rule and reign and judge with him. So shall he be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In louder, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Another point about the God is incomparable in power. He's incomparable in power. is excellent in power. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Job, chapter 37, verse 33. Book of Job, chapter 37, verse 23 says, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Is it your Bible? Job 37, verse 23. Touching the Almighty, that is, when you talk about Almighty, we cannot find him out. He's excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Amen.
Amen.
He's incomparable in power. And also, when you look at Matthew 28, 18, Jesus said, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This power he has given unto you too. Jesus has given unto you, unto me, every believer, this power. In Luke 10, 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. God has decided to share some of his attributes with us. He has given us this power. So we don't have to look out for any other power. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Although in this world we have, the Bible talks about the sons of the mighty. Sons of the mighty. Where is that one written? Sons of the mighty is in Job chapter 21, verse 7. He said, wherefore do the wicked live? They live that their lives becomes old. Yea, are mighty in power. The wicked are mighty in power. That's what the Bible is saying. But that mighty in power is just useless power. Praise the Lord. When you have the power of God. That's what the Bible says, that the wicked are mighty in power. But our own God, the Almighty, his power did what? He overthrew Pharaoh. He overthrew Pharaoh, the chariot, and the rider in the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. Because he wanted to take vengeance for his children. He's still in the same business of taking vengeance for his children. He's still alive, even forevermore. So you need not to be afraid of them. Amen? You need not to be afraid of the enemy at all. Only believe, because Jesus has been given that power, and because you believe in Jesus Christ, and you are in, is already in you. Jesus lives in you. Obviously, you are carrying about the excellent, the one who is excellent in power is already inside of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You are going to pray this prayer point. It's a power of God that cannot be insulted. Come upon my life in the name of Jesus. Power of God that cannot be insulted. You need that power in this era. We need that power, beloved. They're talking about the incomparable God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That's why you can boldly say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The one who is excellent in power, as long as a believer, is already inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
So he's the one that stilled the storm. You look at some of his work. He commanded the wind to be still, and it was so. The Lord himself commanded the tree to wither, the fig tree. It was so. Praise the Lord. Is this one that is awesome in power and excellent in power, that stretched the heavens like a curtain by himself alone? He doesn't need any other God. That's why he said, There is none, I look no one else. He said, and I swore by myself to Abraham, by the time he was entering into covenant with Abraham, because there's no other creature whom God can swear with. You have to swear with higher personality. So there is none beside him, and there can never be anyone beside him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living
Hallelujah.
Jesus. The Lord God that is incomparable has the whole water in the whole universe in the hollow of his hand. Every creature is in the hollow of his hand. Somebody had a revelation. He was in the aircraft, And the Lord opened his eyes. He saw a hand, and the hand was like this. The aircraft was just like a dust. So it was there. So after he prayed and it was there, the invisible hand just put the aircraft in the hand like this. Which means, is the aircraft is also the pilot. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A louder hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as big as it is, even million of it is just resting there. If the whole waters in the whole universe is the hollow of the hand of this incomparable God, which idol or which God can do that one? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, idols of my father's house.
Idols of my father's
house. That is inside my blood.
That is inside my blood.
Crying over my lifting. Shut up and die. Shut up. Idol pass of my father's house. Residing inside my blood. Shut up. Thank you, Jesus. Shut up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God ruleth among the mighty and judgeth them and their gods. It's only him we should fear. Amen. Any idol that is crying over anyone here, of your father or your mother's side, demanding for your worship, and as a result, because you choose to worship Jehovah and it's afflicting you, before you leave this place today, they shall all die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
They shall die.
Amen.
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 Let's look at some attributes quickly of this incomparable God. His omniscience, meaning all-knowing God. God knows everything. His knowledge is infinite. His knowledge is infinite, meaning it's perfect. You cannot hide anything from him. Even those things in the dark, he knows it. In fact, darkness is like light unto this God, this incomparable God. He possesses perfect knowledge. He has never learned. And God is not good and cannot learn. Who will teach God? Praise the Lord. He need no counsel from you. He need no counsel from nobody. In fact, himself is a counselor and a teacher. That's where he's incomparable. Amen. By the time they visit other gods, the first thing they will ask, they start asking questions. Yes, who is this? What's your father's name? What's the am I communicating with?
Yes.
They begin to ask a lot of questions, this, that. Why? Because they need to trace it back to the ancestral powers to get information. But this incomparable God, you don't have to tell him your name. He knows your name. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He knows the end from the beginning. He's not the beginning to the end. He knows the end from the beginning. That's why he said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before I formed thee at all, I knew thee. When you are still in your mother's womb, I've anointed you. Shout hallelujah. So it's only him we need to fear and to believe in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I said even the things in the dark. So anyway, you think the Lord does not know anything that is going on in the kingdom of darkness, in their coven? He knows everything. He sees everything. Pray this prayer. Say, every coven of darkness. Deciding my peace. I spray the blood of Jesus into your account. Expire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of darkness deciding my case and the case of my children. I, as a child of God, I spray the blood of Jesus upon all of you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God is incomparable in love. Amen. John 3:16 says, for God loved the world that he gave. God is the greatest giver, giving his only begotten son. Who among us will say, okay, for that which is going on in this country, yes, I think let me give my son so that let me give my son so that at least when you slaughter that one, I think the problem will be what? How many people can do that? Not yet. No one. Praise the Lord. Any part demanding for your blood or the blood of any member of your family, they will suck the blood of Jesus and they shall die. In the name of Jesus. It's incomparable enough. That's why nobody can say, I love God, when we don't love our neighbors. We are not sinning. Why would we say you have not, you love the person you cannot see, and we have to demonstrate it? God is love, and love is God. Praise the Lord. If the whole universe can decide to love, there can be no problem. Amen. And whether we like it or not, the Lord will unite us with his cord of love, which can never be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. In the dictionary of Satan, there is nothing like love. In his vocabulary, there is nothing like love with Satan. Even those that serve him, he wastes them at the end. So it's only God as the embodiment of love. Praise the Lord. The love of God will permeate, will settle in your home, in your family, forever in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is without measure. He's without measure. Praise the Lord. And that Isaiah 40 from verse 18 to 26, which says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the only one. Who will you compare me with? The incomparable God. Or who is my equal? Say the only one. Meaning that God is vast. God is enormous. Amen. The wonders of his works displays the firmament. Therefore, beloved, that to compare the holy God with idols made by human hands is unreasonable, is ridiculous, praise the Lord, and is very, very foolish and irrational. That's why the Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Also, to rely upon the powers of the world, of this world, we have the gods of this world, is also very, very absurd. Amen. When you put all the gods of this world together, all of them, they are just like a reed before the Lord. Gather all of them together, they are just like grass before him, they will wither. Amen. Even the breath of the nostril of our God will consume them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11 says, the God that does not create the heavens and earth, they will do what? They shall perish under the heavens. Praise the Lord. Apart from these gods, which is made by hands, gods can be referred to as gods or idols can be referred to anything we place before God. So money or riches and money can become God. Anything we prefer, we place before God, even work can become God. When we put him God, number one, God is not ready to take the second position in the life of anyone. The essence of him creating man in this place is to come and give him pleasure, to serve him. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all other things shall be added unto you. Whatever is lacking in the life of anyone today, in the name of Jesus, as you're seeking the kingdom of God, all shall be added unto you. Yeah. All good things, money, peace, whatever you need shall be added unto you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Looking at that, Isaiah 14, the old chapter 14, it has a lot to say, most especially when we get to 27, verses 27 to 31. That is where you see the Israel too. Israel thought God has forgotten about him. Amen. As believers of Christ, we are called to endure hardship as true soldiers of Christ. Amen. Because our lives are secure in him if we stand to the end. Christ, it is only in Christ we have hope and future. The Israelites there, they have pains too. Just as every one of us, we have pains here as Christians. We do have pains. They were even thinking, Prophet Isaiah was just analyzing it, they were thinking that Jehovah has forgotten them and he has disregarded them. But this awesome God, no, can never forget you. He can never forget me, can never forget me, can never forsake us. Praise the Lord. Everything we are passing through is temporary. Amen. So that which he has in store for us, if we do not faint. Say pass.
Pass.
And problems.
Shaking my faith.
Expire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and say. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are, as believers, we are to look beyond our circumstances and to trust the incomparing God who holds all that exists in his power. We must live above situations and circumstances because we are serving the incomparable God who is able to do all things for us. Except that thing which will hurt us, God will not do it. Praise the Lord. Said, who is he that the child will ask for fish and you give serpents? Most of the times we ask him some things and he denies us. He knows that he's not going to benefit us. Praise the Lord. Or at times he asks better things than what we are asking. The Lord will give you better things than what you ask. In the name of Jesus. Many of us, we think God has, when we're passing through, we think God has forsaken us as our saint. It's not so. When we are praying, I'm praying some prayers. Maybe the organ, you need help, you need some help. God is still in the work of creation. Amen. God is still in the work of creation. That Genesis tells us that when he created the whole world, 6 days, he rested. Resting does not mean that God is not working again. Praise the Lord. God is still creating things today, even body spare parts. Shout hallelujah. There's a scenario of a woman, an elderly woman. She went to a crusade somewhere. She has no tooth, not one. The whole thing was gone. Praise the Lord. Before the end of the program, a new set of teeth was given. Our father did not share this one that I'm just sharing now. A new set of teeth was given. God is still the same. He's an incomparable God. Who is that God that will do that one? Except him. Praise God. What about the lady without the womb? That lady without the womb, when she was in the world, she met with so many men. She has not known Jesus, and oftentimes she went for the uprooting, the abortion. Praise the Lord. So the last one she had, the doctor tried to save her because the whole womb has been perforated. So the doctor now said, for you to stay alive, I need to remove this womb. She has no choice, and she said the womb should be removed. Praise the Lord. It was after that time she met the Lord, the incomparable God, and she was serving the Lord with her whole hands. She forgot anything called marriage until when a pastor in the church now came and said, the Lord said, you are my wife. She laughed because she's a beautiful lady. She laughed. She never said anything. She said, the man came again, said, God said, you know, said, pastor, said, go and pray again. He said, you have made a mistake. At the third time, the pastor said, my God cannot lie. She now said, okay, you want to hear about my past? He said, sit down. She now opened her mouth and told him about her past. I've been this, I was this, I was this. I can't believe that this God can save me. And said, all my sins are already taken away. And because of that one, for saving me is enough. I've already enjoyed myself when I'm doing. So he cannot come to you and say I'm your wife, because God is not a wicked God. But the long run, the man of God said, you know what? God did not tell me you don't have any womb. All he said is that you are my wife. And they took the case to the senior pastor, and after they prayed, God confirmed his word. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Not up to 6 weeks after the wedding, she started feeling funny. And she said, oh, it may be because of the stress, running up and down for the marriage, this and that. She never believed. She was taking malaria You know, Vade is malaria something. She was taking the malaria drugs. After some time, the thing was, she wasn't getting released. She wasn't getting healed. She now decided, say, let me go to that my doctor. At least that one understand me, all my body chemistry very well. Let me go to him. However, she went and said, oh, sister, where have you been? I've not seen you for the day. God has changed my story. I'm born again. Yes, and God have mercy on me. Jesus loves me. I'm married to Jesus, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, let me tell you something. I said, I have a good news for you. He said, what is it? He said, I'm married. He said, what? You don't tell the man. He said, I told him. In fact, he happened to be a man of God. He said, so anyway, I'm here for you to just, I come to run tests. That was said, okay, let me give you malaria, another one. She went. In all this, while all this one was going, it was now going to about 2 months now. Out of curiosity, the doctor said, I give you this one, it's not working. He said, okay, should we go for the pregnancy test? He said, pregnancy test. He said, no. He said, okay, just for the fun of it, lo and behold, she conceived immediately, she got married. What has happened? The incomparable God has given another woman. Close your eyes and pray. Say, powers. That is using my past, to torment me. Expire. In the name of Jesus. Say, power that is using my past. I'll be forgiven. The Lord has forgiven me my sins. Expire. In the name of Jesus. By using anything in my past to torment me, expire now. The Lord God of hosts has forgiven me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Join this one as well. Say, my Father. Perform your creative miracle. Perform your creative miracle. In my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Your creative miracle. In any organ of my life that needs to be touched. Pray that prayer. If God can give new hope, incomparable God, there is nothing beyond His power, nothing beyond the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen.
Amen.
However, there are some things that this mighty, incomparable God cannot do. Amen.
Amen.
You say, are there some things He cannot do? Oh, yes. Number one, God can never get tired. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 40 verse 28. God can never get tired. Let's open to Isaiah 40 verse 8. Isaiah 40 verse 8. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse 8. Are we there?
Yes.
The grass withereth, the flower faileth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Praise the Lord. Verse 28. It's Isaiah 40, 28. Isaiah 40, 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Pray this prayer. Every fainting spirit in my life, expire. Die, 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 die. You are created in the image of God. God does not faint. He's never weary. Fainting spirit in my life. Isaiah 40, 28. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Another thing this incomparable God cannot do, He can't take on a job He cannot handle. Neither will He create anyone He cannot handle. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 32:17. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Praise the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. God cannot be unholy. God cannot be unholy. He's a holy God. In fact, iniquity cannot stand before Him. God cannot be unholy. That one is in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Isaiah 6, 3. Let's give it for confirmation. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. It cannot be unholy. God cannot break a promise. God cannot break his promise. Amen. When I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah.
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 When I remember his faithfulness, we'll shout hallelujah.
When I remember his faithfulness, I shout hallelujah.
Psalm number 89, verse 34. Psalm number 89, verse 34. Psalm number 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. You are going to talk to the Lord. Say, my Father.
My Father.
All your promises. For my life.
For my life.
It is time.
It is
for them to manifest in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, all your promises for my life. Father, I am here. It is time for them to manifest. All those your promises for my life. I am here today. It is time. It is time to manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen.
Amen.
And those promises is coming into your life today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That amen is weak.
Amen.
God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God cannot abandon you.
Oh, yes.
He can't abandon you. He can't abandon me or forget you. Amen. He said, can a mother forget his suffering child? He said, yes, he may. But I, the Lord your God, I will not forget you. Why? God forbid again, if there's fire outbreak and the mother puts a child there, what will do? The mother first of all run out before you remember that the child is there. But he said, I will not forget you. It's not possible for God to abandon you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Amen. God can't stop thinking about you. He cannot stop thinking about you. Yes, that's why he created you. He created me in his own image. We are created in his likeness. He created everything was by his word. But when he got to man, he fashioned man with his fingers, with his hands. He cannot stop thinking about him. That is why Jesus died for us even when we are yet sinners. When we are going our way, when they are talking about the gospel, who are you talking to? We continue. God is still pursuing after us. When we look back to some things which we have done, we say, oh, say no. Some people will say, I'm going to this place and they are another place. But God has decided to keep them, even though there's danger there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God cannot stop thinking about us because he has a purpose for your existence. He has a purpose of sending you here. And I pray for somebody here. The purpose or purposes why God created you shall be fully realized.
Amen.
You will not leave this world without fulfilling
Amen.
The purpose of God. In the name of Jesus. Another point, God cannot remember sins he has chosen to forget. Amen. It is human being that said, yes, you have done it here. The other time, I'm reminding you, this is the 10th time you are repeating it. How many times is God saying we should forgive? 70 times 7. We should be saying, this is 114 now. No. What the Bible is saying in essence, forgive freely. Praise the Lord. No matter the gravity of the sin we commit, as long as those things are covered with the blood of Jesus, Father has forgotten, is forgotten about it. It was not, it's just as if you haven't done it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need to pray one prayer. There are some sins we might have done for long. and maybe we are forgotten, it has not been cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Those are the sins that normally wait on the day when person gets to the gate of heaven. Amen. You can just be praying that prayer, blood of Jesus, begin to cover the sins I did not even remember. The one I've committed and I've not remembered is waiting for me on that glorious day. Blood of Jesus, go there and now begin to cover it for me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I used to pray it in my own language. Yes, begin to ask the blood of Jesus to go to that place. Yes, Lord. Any sin of my youth or my past that I do not even remember or I do not even know is sin, but is waiting for me on that glorious day that will not allow me to enter. Blood of Jesus, go forth. Go forth now and cover it. Any sin that the blood of Jesus has covered, Father, we never see it again. Father, we never remember. He has chosen to forget, and that is it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is done in Jesus' name. God can't stop loving you. He cannot stop loving you. Stop loving me. What did Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 31 verse 3 says? Jeremiah 31 verse 3. He says, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Praise the Lord. God loves us with an everlasting love. Agape kind of love. Not because of what he wants us, what you give me back. That is not God. I'm not loving you because of what you want to get from me. That God is just an everlasting. He wants to love us in eternity. Praise the Lord. God cannot be prejudiced. He can't be prejudiced. Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verses 34 to 35. Amen. And lastly, this way, God cannot lie. God cannot lie. Why? Because God is not a man. Numbers 23, verse 19. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Once God has spoken, it is said, because iniquity cannot be found in him. He's not a man that you should lie. God is a spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what are those things that you are looking unto God to do? Have you lost hope that he can't do it? That's the question God says you answer this morning. Praise the Lord. At times, God allows man to get to their wit's end. Then you now see him coming to help you. Praise the Lord. Even if you are asking God for some things and he's here to do them, what about those ones that he has done for us before? How many times have the enemy tried to kill us, to harm us without our knowledge? Even when they perfected their plan, but suddenly God disappointed them. God will continue to disappoint your enemies.
Amen.
God disappointed them and brought everything they planned against you to futility. Amen. Oh yes. It is simply because they left God out of their calculation. I pray for somebody here. Your enemy, my enemy, shall always miscalculate.
Amen.
I said they will always miscalculate. In the mighty name of Jesus. When they think you are coming from this way, you will come from that way. Because the Holy Spirit of God will tell you, don't think that way. And you continue to guide your steps. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, when best of man knowledge and wisdom stops, that's God best God start from. Amen. When man concluded that it's finished for you, then you see the incomparable God saying it is not yet over. Amen. Because it is not over yet, that which he has planned for you must be fulfilled. He has the last say for your life and my life. Amen. What do we need to do, beloved? What do we now need to do? Number one, you need to know him like Paul. You need to know God like Paul. You need to know God like Paul. Amen. Paul said that I may know you. He's not knowing somebody on the surface. He really wants to know God in the deepest mystery. You will know God in his deepest mystery.
Amen.
You must have faith in God and remain focused. Just as Apostle Paul was focused. He wasn't looking at all those things from all the crisis in the world. He just focused on Christ. Amen. At the same time, have faith in God. As I said, unbelief is a bad business. Unbelief is a bad business. Have you been weary? Amen. The God says in Isaiah 43, said, have you been weary of me? Say, you are weary of me. Amen. Is capable of doing everything. And what did he say he's going to do that he sent me to tell you this morning? He said, I should tell somebody, remember not the former things. Remember not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Why? He promised to say he's going to do something new in the life of that person. If you are that person, shout hallelujah. He will do it because you are precious in his hand. Yes, he loved thee and you are honorable. Shout hallelujah. What is the next thing you need to do? Love God passionately. Love God passionately. Don't look at any situations around you. Just continue loving him. He knows your end from the beginning. He knows. At the right time, that is glory. He will give you what you want at that right time that the enemy thought all is over, and will do it to the shame of the devil and to the glory of his name.
Amen.
Deal with every god in your hearts. Deal ruthlessly with any god, any idol in our hearts. Praise the Lord. What is that God in our lives? What do we cherish after God? What do we cherish put in place of God? We have to deal with it. Sin has to go. Praise the Lord. So give God your heart. Give God your heart. Once God can access your heart, he can access everywhere. He says, son, give me your heart. Because that is the seat, the wisdom and everything. That is where a whole battle goes from. Give God your heart. Purge yourself of every dead works. Every dead work, you purge your life of it. Next thing, repent and be converted. Repent and be converted. Determine to live a holy life. You must determine to live a holy life, because without holiness, no one can see the Lord. Number 9, we should consider our end. Every day, we need to sit down and ask God for his mercy. Every day, think about God, think about where we are, and think about where we are going. This place is not our home. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we here? We have not yet given our life to Jesus. While all eyes are closed, can you signify by closing your eyes and talking to God? Why the rest of us keep on talking to God? Where are we weary of God? Is there anywhere we run to after leaving his presence? Are we here? You are trying to help God. You can't help him. Have we been going? You have allowed some people to deceive you. The gods that does not create the heaven and earth shall perish under the heavens. They cannot help. They only increase people's problem. Or is your heart being weary now? Talk to the Lord. Have faith in God. He's God. He knows what you are passing through. He knows God. Don't try to help God. Just obey him. Keep on loving and trusting him. At the due time, the appointed time, he will surely do all what you are asking him to do. He has done all those good things for you before. He's still alive. He's alive, even forevermore. Do you have time for him? Give him your heart, give him your time, concentrate yourself. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Say, my Father, anywhere that my faith is shaking, please help me, Lord. Have we been reading our Bible as we are reading our Bible before? Are you weary in doing good works? Are you weary in doing good work for the Lord? Don't be weary. Is anything telling you, oh, I'm serving this God yet? Look at what I'm passing through. God, are you not there? He's there. He's ever there. God will always test your faith. Yes. I pray we pass his test. I will pass his test. He doesn't test, but we test your faith. Your faith must be tested. That's why your faith must be personal. Your faith, my faith, must be tested. It's just a little push. He's saying on what you are doing. He's a God of compensations. He's not a wicked God. He's such a loving God. He's a kind God. He cannot stop loving you. He can't forget you. He cannot. It's not possible to forget you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All eyes closed. If you are here and you are just giving our lives to Jesus, can you simplify by raising up your hands? Do not take that one out of the way. Raise up your hands to the Lord if you are giving your life to Jesus. Or you are backsliding. When we talk of backsliding, it's not going into sin or fornication. Maybe your Bible reading is going down, the fire is going down. You are getting weary of the things of God, coming to the house of God and the programs. That is backsliding too. Raise up your hands to the Lord as we pray. If you are going through such, Father in heaven, we thank you and bless your holy name. Father, I ask for your fresh fire in the heart of your children. Every weary heart today, Father Almighty, Father, heal them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every fainting spirit, I bind you and I cast out in Jesus' name. Let every mocker around them, Lord, let them be disappointed. Father, today resuscitate their faith in you in the name of Jesus. And glorify your holy name. That they are portion that one which you made them. Lord, let everyone smile upon this one, so God. Let everyone smile upon us in the name of Jesus. Prove yourself that you are incomparable and a living God. Thank you, mighty Father. It is well with your soul in Jesus' name. The miracle that your life has not been waiting for, I command you receive them. Let the joy of the enemy over your life today be terminated. Thank you, Father. Those things that the enemy has concluded is impossible, I decree them possible.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father,
Amen.
God the Son,
Amen.
And God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Begin to go and begin to sing
Amen.
A new song. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Allow that, amen.
Amen.
Let's say this new prayer point before we take communion. Say,
pass.
Packaging for my salvation. Die by fire. Die by fire. Power that is bandaging for my salvation. Die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Power detaining me. In the wilderness of slavery. Power detaining me. In the wilderness of slavery. Expire, 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 expire. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Destiny vultures, you shall not swallow my virtue. Die by fire. Die, 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 die. Only destiny vulture, you must swallow my destiny. You must swallow me. You must swallow my virtue. Die, die, die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My boat of Christian journey.
My boat of Christian journey
shall not capsize in the name of Jesus. My boat of Christian journey shall not capsize. My boat of Christian journey, you shall not capsize. You shall not capsize. You shall not capsize in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I reject eternal shame. In the name of Jesus. I reject eternal shame. I shall not be naked. In the name of Jesus. I reject eternal shame. I shall not be naked. My generation shall not be naked. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it. Open your mouth and pray it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Two more. Judgment of darkness. In my bloodline. Affecting my rising. Die, 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 by the blood of Jesus. Every judgment of darkness in my father and my mother's bloodline. Affecting my rising. Ah, die, 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 die. Let that judgment die. Let that judgment die. Let that judgment die. In the name of Jesus. In your prayer, you will lead the way to shelter. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my Father, confuse my wise enemies in this month of October. Confuse them and destroy them. Disgrace them. All my wise enemies, let them be confused, let them be disgraced in this month of October. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Put one hand on the head and one on the tummy and pray like this. The other one on the chest. God bless you. Say, my inward man.
My inward man.
Be renewed by fire.
Be renewed by fire.
Be renewed by fire. Be renewed by fire. My inward man. Hear the word of the Lord. Be renewed by fire. Be renewed by fire. Be renewed by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lastly, hold your hands with your two hands and begin to ask God. Say,
my Father,
let my head
be connected
to your agenda
and bless
me indeed in this month of October. Open your mouth and say, my head be connected to the agenda of heaven. Heaven shall not lament over my life. Let the head of my children be connected to the agenda of God in the name of Jesus. And in this month of October, bless me indeed with all your spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God the kind of blessing you want. Begin to call the kind of blessings you want the Lord to give you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my God and my Father, because you are incomparable God, do a new thing
in my life
this month that we make people to gather and celebrate with you. Open your mouth because you are incomparable God and I serve you. And I'm serving spirit and in truth. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. It's time for you to talk to the Lord. How great is our God, how great is His name, how great is our God, forever Amen. He goes on the water, on the mighty red sea, He said I will lead you, oh be trust in me, how great is our God. Mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I decree every faith robbers in the life of the children of God be roasted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we bless you for all the prayers of your children that have been answered.
Amen.
Lord, we make them by the time they come back on Sunday, next week Sunday, if you tarry, all of us shall be big abundant of testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those your expectations you brought to the Lord this morning have been over-answered.
Glory
be to the name of the Lord. Father, please pray for the old God in heaven. In comparing with God, we thank you, Lord, because we have done more than our expectation. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be the glory, honor, and adoration as we worship you in Jesus' name. A louder
amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we be seated with me? God bless us in Jesus' name. Let's bring out our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. Our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Speak to your offerings. Speak to those offerings. They can hear you. There's power in the world. Now raise it up as we pray, beloved. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Immortal, invisible, incomparable God, we give you all the praise. Accept our worthy thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are lifting up our hands unto you. We ask Almighty that you bless us indeed in the name of Jesus. Father, remember all your promises. Lord, as we enter into this week, let every one of us sing a new song.
Amen.
Let's dance our dance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let your peace ever abide with us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless us, the hands that are given unto you, and as many that are here that are looking unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven unto them as well. We bless and sanctify these offerings in the name of God the Father,
Amen.
God the Son,
Amen.
And God the Holy Spirit.
Amen. These
offerings shall be used as instruments of open heavens.
Amen.
Spiritually, physically, financially,
Amen.
Open heavens in all its ramifications for every one of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Amen.
To the glory of God, last week we have ATP, praise the Lord, for the building offerings. God bless us in Jesus' name.